1 Samuel chapter 12. And Samuel said to all Israel, Indeed, I have listened to your voice in all that you have said to me, and have made a king over you. And now, indeed, the king walks before you, and I am old and gray-headed. And, indeed, my sons are with you. And I have walked before you from my childhood to this day. Here I am. Witness against me before the Lord Jehovah, and before his anointed, whose ox have I taken? Or whose donkey have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or of whose hand have I received any bribe to blind my eyes with? And I will restore it you. And they said, You have not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, neither have you taken anything of any man's hand. And he said to them, The Lord Jehovah is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day, that you have not found anything in my hand. And they answered, He is witness. And Samuel said to the people, It is the Lord Jehovah who advanced Moses and Aaron, and who brought your forefathers up out of the land of Egypt. Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Lord Jehovah of all the righteous acts of the Lord Jehovah which he did to you and to your forefathers. When Jacob had come into Egypt, and your forefathers cried to the Lord Jehovah, then the Lord Jehovah sent Moses and Aaron, who brought forth your forefathers out of Egypt, and caused them to live in this place. And when they forgot the Lord Jehovah, their God, he sold them into the hand of Sisera, captain of the host army of Hazor, and into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the king of Moab, and they fought against them. And they cried to the Lord Jehovah and said, We have sinned, because we have forsaken the Lord Jehovah and have served Balaam and Ashtaroth pagan idols. But now deliver us out of the hand of our enemies, and we will serve you. And the Lord Jehovah sent Jerubbabel, Gideon, and Bedan, and Jephthah, and Samuel, and delivered you out of the hand of your enemies on every side, and you lived in safety. And when you saw that Nahash the king of the children of Ammon came against you, you said to me, No, but a king shall reign over us. When the Lord Jehovah your God was your king. Now therefore see the king whom you have chosen, and whom you have desired. And, see, the Lord Jehovah has set a king over you. If you will fear the Lord Jehovah, and serve him, and obey his voice, and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord Jehovah, then both you and also the king who reigns over you shall continue following the Lord Jehovah, your God. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord Jehovah, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord Jehovah, then the hand of the Lord Jehovah shall be against you, as it was against your forefathers. Now therefore stand and see this great thing, which the Lord Jehovah will do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call to the Lord Jehovah, and he shall send thunder and rain, that you may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of the Lord Jehovah in asking for yourselves a king. So Samuel called to the Lord Jehovah. And the Lord Jehovah sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord Jehovah and Samuel. And all the people said to Samuel, Pray for your servants to the Lord Jehovah your God, that we not die, because we have added to all our sins this evil, to ask for ourselves a king. And Samuel said to the people, Do not be afraid. You have done all this wickedness. But do not turn aside from following the Lord Jehovah, but serve the Lord Jehovah with all your heart. And do not turn aside. Because then you would go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, because they are vain. Because the Lord Jehovah will not forsake his people because of his great name's sake. Because it has pleased the Lord Jehovah to make you his people. Furthermore, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord Jehovah in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord Jehovah and serve him in truth with all your heart, because consider how great things he has done for you. But if you shall still do wickedly, you shall be consumed, both you and your king.